I want to read some verses from G.K. Chesterton's Ballad of the White Horse. I'm going to read from Book 7, Ethandune, The Last Charge. It's a turning point in the poem. It's the point at which Alfred appears to have been defeated and everybody's really going to give up and give way to what they think is the inevitable destruction and ruin that will follow the victory of the Danes. And Alfred doesn't give up. And G.K. Chesterton introduces at this point in the poem, extraordinarily, the image of a child playing with great concentration and patience at building a tower that's been knocked down, and says there was something childlike in the persistence with which Alfred wanted to rebuild things. And it seems perhaps an appropriate thing to remember and an appropriate verse to read on this day with its terrible anniversary. So from Book 7 of The Ballad of the White Horse. Away in the waste of White Horse Down, an idle child alone played some small game through hours that pass, and patiently would pluck the grass, patiently push the stone. On the lean green edge forever, where the blank chalk touched the turf, the child played on, alone, divine, as a child plays on the last line that sunders sand and surf. Through the long infant hours like days, he built one tower in vain, piled up small stones to make a town, and evermore the stones fell down, and he piled them up again. And crimson kings on battle towers, and saints on Gothic spires, and hermits on their peaks of snow, and heroes on their pyres, and patriots riding royally that rush the rocking town, stretch hands and hunger and aspire, seeking to mount where higher and higher the child whom time can never tire sings over White Horse Down. And this was the might of Alfred, at the ending of the way, that of such smiters, wise or wild, he was least distant from the child piling the stones all day. He saw wheels break and work run back and all things as they were, and his heart was orbed like victory and simple like despair. And as a child whose bricks fall down, repiles them o'er and o'er, came ruin and the rain that burns, returning as a wheel returns, and crouching in the furze and ferns, he began his life once more.